A Night at Hotel Sedgwick by Irving. A home once grand and stately, the staff a well-oiled team. So few guests ever come here now to this brochure for a dream. You can tell the place is haunted from hollow sounds behind closed doors, and nameless fears and restless nights listening for footsteps on empty floors. And the music that plays at midnight you swear you heard in your sleep, and woke with feet still following such dances as the dead may keep. Every empty room is a sepulchre, each subtle noise an alarm. You count the minutes until sunrise, sure you'll never again be warm. A mysterious death or unfinished task, aching hearts behind transparent eyes. Who knows what binds them to this place, where so few can hear their sighs? And the music you hear in the distance, as from some spectral gramophone, draws you on from room to room, though you fear to go on alone. A shimmering in the corner of your eye, a shining figure trailing dread, like children of lost memories who should long since have been put to bed. Some folks say they find peace here, where the murmuring shadows wait. Others nod and smile and laugh. For them, it's probably too late. And the music that dies with the morning, as the orchestra politely fades away, will tickle and hide in the back of your mind, to be hummed some other day.